How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own Bullfrog Spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today, so you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
The NSA is listening. We can at least be entertaining. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I thought it was going to be an epiphany for those who were in opposition to our democracy to see the light. Instead, it has been an epiphany for the world to see that there are people in our country led by this president, for the moment, who have chosen their whiteness over democracy. That's what this is about. There was an article written a number of years ago on democracy which said, I fear the day when white Americans will have to choose between their whiteness and this democracy. And we saw what happened that day. This cannot be exaggerated. The complicity, not only the complicity, the instigation of the President of the United States must and will be addressed.
You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, you call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic, and it's self-evident.
Yeah. She sums up what she's doing in the press right now. It's very interesting, Nancy Pelosi. I almost throw up in my mouth when I mention her name. She's so gross. 80-year-old Nancy Pelosi. What is she drinking, man? She looks a lot younger than her years.
I don't know whose eyes you're
know.
Using.
Yeah, I just wondered.
She doesn't look young to me.
Yeah, she looks young to me. Anyway, so there's that. Mob boss. Daughter Nancy Pelosi, who's never had to campaign for over 30 years, because she's pretty much had that position all locked up, either through voter fraud or whatever. And now it's whiteness versus
over democracy. That offends me.
I know.
It really does.
Whenever she cites the Constitution, it's like Satan is trying to cite scripture. It's like bumbly and weird. You know what I mean? It's awkward, and you can tell it's awkward for her. She doesn't really understand anything about our Constitution, and she's so gross, despicable, evil, really. And the whole whiteness thing, you know, they're coming out with this... new, even though they keep, like you said, they keep calling it an armed conflict. It was not armed.
No.
Yet, they keep calling it that. So what? So they can put out a new domestic terrorism bill against white nationalists. What are white nationalists? Just you and I.
Yep.
We're white.
All of us people they've been calling racist for the last 60 years.
Yeah, it's so... You know, what are they going to do, though, when... So let's just say, okay, because there was a lot of talk about this, and I agree that the whole call to Fox News put out, anytime mainstream puts this out, I get a little leery. Mainstream was saying 50 states at their capitals, kind of drawing out the patriots, if you will, you know, they're going to go and protest on Inauguration Day. Is it a trap?
Armed protest.
Yeah.
They're calling that it's going to be an
armed protest.
Armed protest,
yes, because people might be carrying... you know, their constitutional right to carry.
Yeah.
And so we have this sort of new phase going on. Well, I think it's a trap. I think it's to see who shows up, make new targets. What are they going to do, though, during this new administration? If this new administration comes in, how are they going to keep piling on these kinds of bills if they don't have any of these kinds of reasons to pile on the bills? Do you know what I mean? It's unless... unless we show up to do their bidding and what they want us to do. So now what do we do? Because now we're sort of being psychologically forced into not showing up, not doing anything about what they're going to be doing, right? It's such a game.
Yep.
It really is. And it's a game that's working in their favor. So there's that. So there is a lot of chatter today about things going on with China, maybe some moves against China, some different things happening. I do have some video from General McInerney that I'd like to play in the next hour, that where he's admitting all of these things, where he's saying this is what's really going on. He's in the White House, and it was part of the wiki dump, the file dump. So I do want to play that. I have a little David Icke, to tell you the truth, to play a little bit of that. I've got a lot. And I also want, well, I'll take some phone calls, but I also want to play some video from the Pentagon as well. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate, the FBI is going to be there causing trouble. That's what they do.
I know.
The best thing you could do is walk outside, breathe some fresh air, and mentally check out from the whole system. Don't support the police. Don't support the judges. Do not support or feed the district attorneys. Love your neighbor and take it upon yourself to judge righteous judgment.
Okay.
And I wish I could say the NRA was filled with a nation of riflemen. They're not.
Well,
they're
slaves. I mean, it's headed by Ollie North.
Exactly. They're pathetic. The reason why they joined the NRA is because they're not willing to fight for their rights.
Well, it's like a changed organization. It's kind of like when they put the head of the CIA in front of the Boy Scouts, you know? Or the retired FBI guy. I can't remember which it was. They put him in charge of the Boy Scouts and changed that organization inside out. So, you know, it's the same kind of thing. It's been sort of upended by these individuals that become the helm. And it's a different organization than what it used to be, for sure. Appreciate you. Thanks. What are your thoughts? I'd love to get them. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
They don't need a reason, Kate. They'll make up a reason, just like they've been making up things for the last 11 months.
Yep.
And they'll sell it. And as Nancy said, they'll slime it.
They'll merchandise,
it. And then they'll sell it. And it doesn't have to be true.
Yeah.
I mean, evil is going to have its day.
Yep. I agree with that. Thank you. I really appreciate the call. You know, evil having its day, I think of Romney. What did Romney say and his fellow liberal John Curtis up in Provo? Can you believe Provo elected such a liberal? What was he, the head of the Democratic Party and then switched to Republican overnight? Curtis, what a mess John Curtis is. Ew, gross.
Well,
anyway.
Romney's made it quite clear that he thinks President Trump should face meaningful consequences.
Yes.
For his part in the white, evil, racist.
I never thought I'd call Mitt Romney evil, but he really is. There's something so wrong with that man and so dark about that man. He actually made these comments and now was it five people dead? They're claiming.
Oh yeah, five people dead.
And they're claiming it was an armed
conflict.
Who was armed? In fact, did you see the video of the special forces going through the crowd that was sitting on the steps of the Capitol? They weren't doing anything to the crowd on the steps of the Capitol. No, the 100 people inside out of the 100,000 people, give me a break. Anyway, so he basically was denouncing this and wanted people to know that they're moving forward with some sort of meaningful consequence.
Right.
And John Curtis is right behind it, too.
Well, Romney's still pushing for the 25th Amendment to remove him immediately.
Jeez, what are they so afraid of? What does he have on Romney? They have Nancy's laptop, according to General McInerney. Nancy's laptop that they took on Wednesday. And now that's why she's so frantically trying to erase Trump from this week, right? To get him out this week. Romney, too. What do they have on Romney? You know? What kind of dirt? That's what you have to ask yourself. Because Romney's so dark that there's something so wrong with him. And anybody that's out there that is calling for these things, like John Curtis,
they're hiding
something. Something's going on with them.
But will we ever know?
Yeah. I mean, look at Cox. I can't believe I have to say Governor Cox. It makes me throw up.
You don't have to.
It makes me throw up. I just can't believe that Utah elected him. Although we have Dominion. That's probably how he got in. I don't really know anyone that actually voted for him. So he's just so gross, too. They're all just so gross to me and so just borderline, just evil. And Cox, Biden supporter all the way. His kids put Biden photos up on Instagram. Loves Biden and hates Trump with a passion. He has been known to put that on his feed, social media feed, how much his hatred for Trump, and then pretends to like him when he wants to get elected. So he totally uses him. That's how disgusting Cox is. About as gross as Pike, you know, Mayor Pike, that used to be our mayor. So anyway, I look at all these people and you have to know that maybe, just maybe, something, they've got some dirt on these people. Something's going on for them to protect it so fiercely and want to get somebody out of office with just days to go. What are they so afraid of? And I thought they shot that down yesterday. Hmm. What happened?
I hope we find out what they've got.
What I'm talking about is the 25th Amendment. I thought they shot that down. So they just keep pressing forward.
Well, they're pressing for it, but it's all talk.
Yeah, I know.
There's some things they just can't get done. I mean,
and they are
frantic. You just don't wave a magic wand and say he's incapable of performing his duties for the next 5 days.
Yeah.
You have to prove it.
I know. And they are unwilling to do so. All they want to do is express all their concern and how awful he is, and they want to do something to him after office. So will he end up declassifying stuff this week? Will more stuff happen this week? That's the big question on everybody's minds.
What's irritating me more than anything is the fact that anyone who talks about any of this always has to preface anything they say with, and it was just atrocious what happened Wednesday at the Capitol.
Yes. Did something very big happen at the Capitol besides the murder of a young woman? What in the world happened? And besides a cop getting hit by a fire extinguisher?
Yeah.
What happened that was so heinous?
Those were the only actual two deaths you can attribute to what was going on.
Yeah. They're doing five because of the after effects, they're trying to blame on it.
And both of those happened inside the Capitol, involving Capitol Police.
Yep. Interesting. And then the guy resigns, right? And then on top of that, they have the fact that, Trump was putting out there today with Nancy stealing the nuclear codes, right? And trying to blame Trump that Trump was going to do something. Could he then press charges on her? Yes. Yes.
Well, for her to try to get the codes like that is treason.
Yeah. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. It's getting heated, isn't it? Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
To live here in this country, harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
Hi there, welcome back. Hey, Daly Show. Make sure you get over to ABC Auto Body Central. They'll fix your car. They'll come over. They'll do an assessment. If you're in an accident, happens more and more now. Maybe it's because of the roundabouts. I don't know. But anyway, it's happening more. And make sure you get over to ABC and choose them as your provider. the insurance companies will give you a list of their preferred providers. And what's funny is they never really tell you that you can choose anyone you want. And if it were me, I would choose the ones that they don't have all of the deals with. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, but it depends. And I would always choose ABC, Auto Body Central, just because I know that they're going to work with the insurance companies. They're going to work in your best interest. They'll take care of everything for you. ABC is the very, very best in making sure your auto making sure your car is safe to drive, also looks beautiful and perfect, and restore it to its natural glory. So this is the place that you want to work with, Auto Body Central. Auto Body Central, ABC in Washington. Also, make sure you get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. When I was in it last night, I was in my hot tub last night. Tales of Kate's hot tub, I know. Anyway, I just have to say that it was just a nice feeling. I was looking up at the stars and I was thinking, you know, it's a nice reprieve from life. And I absolutely love it. In this chilly weather, it's so nice to be able to get in and get that therapeutic aspect in your life of being in that water that's warm. And I don't know, it's just therapeutic. What can I say? It's just awesome and relaxing and stress-free. And it's so easy to take care of. And it's just a wonderful thing to have in your backyard. Make sure you're going over to get the Bullfrog Hot Tub and Spa because it's well-built. It's one of the most well-built hot tubs there is on the marketplace. This is the one that's the most comfortable to sit in. All seat height variations, and the jet packs are, you can interchange them and get the ones you want, which makes it really nice. And it's the only flexible hot tub I know that works like that, where you can get the jet tub. You can get one for everyone in the family according to what they like. You could get that particular jet pack, whether it be stronger or softer or whatever the case may be, and they're all adjustable. This is the way to go. Get the Bullfrog hot tub. I'm telling you, I looked at all of them before I decided on the Bullfrog, and Tropical is the one that does this here. And make sure that you go to Tropical to get your Bullfrog hot tub. We'll take your calls. We were just, you know, talking about Nancy on the break. Nancy, disgusting Nancy Pelosi. And she's such a dirtbag. I'm sorry, but she really is. You just don't know of too many people that are that evil, but conspiring against the president of the United States, her, McConnell, and Pence all together, it really does paint quite the picture, doesn't it? But what does the Speaker of the House actually have the authority to do? It's so limited. I don't think people realize exactly how limited it is. She does not have the authority to do all the stuff that she's doing.
No.
At all. The Speaker of the House gives her none of this. To take the nuclear codes, who'd she go to for that?
General Milley. I don't...
Is he pretty bought? Because why would he give her that when she has absolutely no authority as Speaker of the House?
Well, she has the same authority as I do.
Yeah, you're right.
That's about it.
It's very limited.
Yeah.
In fact, it's kind of crazy. But if you want to know, hold on, caller, just a moment. But they really only have, the Speaker of the House can give members permission to speak on the House floor. Mm-hmm. They can deliver the oath. They can designate members to serve as Speaker pro tempore, counting and declaring all votes. Appointing members to committees. That's all the power she has. She just has been just exercising power beyond her power.
Yep.
It's kind of amazing to watch. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Hi. Oh, my God. I got you.
Yeah.
I just want to say how proud I am of you.
Oh, well, thanks.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just wanted to find out your input on something. I'll be very quick. You know, we all, as Trump supporters, have been hoping that he would release the information necessary for him to put these people in jail, or at least to expose them. We're all very discouraged.
Yeah.
And I'm just wanting your input on, he's a great chess player.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like he let everything go down the way it did,
mm-hmm,
so he could expose them. Not only Nancy and the rest of them, but even the traitors behind him.
Right.
I feel that we still have an opportunity for him to do something, and mm-hmm, I wanted your feedback on that, because it seems like a lot of people are scared. Not only Merkel from Germany, but other leaders around the world. And I also heard that he had spent a lot of money down in Guantanamo adding a lot of facilities. And I just wanted to know if you knew anything about that or what you feel about that.
Okay, I'll take you off the air. We'll answer that. Thank you so much for your call. I really, really appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. We love you.
Thank you. That was really sweet. Thanks so much. You know, I have a couple of different thoughts on this. Number one, there are some things he could do right now in the next 4 days, 5 days. Will he do them? Will he wait till the last minute to do them? If he has the proof, which I do think he has, does he risk his life to do it? The other question would be, are things going on? And here would be the probably the thing to think about is if he brings stuff forward, the way that they have bought and sold the media, he knows, by the way, that they look at how they did this in front of everybody. Everybody knew that was not an armed conflict, but they call it an armed conflict all the time, right? They call it the ugliest day in America, the day of the biggest violence we've ever had, but nobody was armed. So if they're able to twist the words like that, if they're able to twist an event this hardcore, then if he brings anything out, would it even matter at this point? Because the media will teach everybody that what he is doing is crazy, right? Crazy talk. They'll diminish it. So even if he brings stuff forward, will it do anything? If he has enough, could he press charges? Yes. But we just found out through the election that the judges are bought and sold.
Yeah.
So then what? Do you know what I mean? What's the end game then? He could bring it all out, but then what? Nothing would really happen, I don't think.
Well, I might be wrong, but I believe if martial law was to be declared, then the judges are out of the picture. It goes then to military tribunals,
That's true.
Nuremberg.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So there's. So we've been thinking about this, talking about this for a long time. And there's a couple different conclusions. I don't know. I really don't know what he's going to do because he would have started doing it by now because he's running out of time. So that narrative, that story of yes, he's going to come out with all this. I don't know. I mean, I've heard stories today about maybe some actions being done in China, going after Nancy Pelosi, but so far, nothing really substantial. What?
But with them, why are they so afraid?
Why are they so afraid? And they really are afraid. They wouldn't be acting like this.
Nope.
All the people that have the most dirt, right? And so there's something to that. Boy, Pence has sure disappeared out of the limelight. Kamala isn't saying a word. This is a very vocal narcissist woman. Yep. Where is she in this whole picture? And she still has not
resigned
from her Senate seat. So, yeah, I'm conflicted because there's pieces of information that can't be ignored right now. And there's no explanation for them. So there's that. Yep. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Is it just me or does someone else feel the hatred pouring off of Pelosi?
Yeah. Yeah. She's desperate. She looks desperate.
That's not natural.
No, I know.
If somebody feels that way, you would be physically attacking someone.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Her guy won. Biden won. So what in the world? She waits out a week. Why is she being... Why the vitriol? Why is she out in the press condemning whiteness, his whiteness? I mean, she is just going for broke. It's bizarre.
Kate, I asked the Lord for help.
Uh-huh.
That I didn't want hatred in me.
Uh-huh.
And he did. I got a rucksack full of righteous indignation, but I don't have hatred like that.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Well, it's not a bad point.
You know, people often question whether God is male or female.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard anybody question whether Satan is male or female?
Well, there you go.
I rest.
I rest my case. It really is. It's there's something very evil going on. And Romney, too. You know, we're in the Utah hour, so we have to talk about how dark Romney is. But same kind of thing you're seeing is this vitriol, this hate mongering, this desperation. You know, I've heard rumors about Romney all along, ever since he first poked his head into office. And it's kind of interesting. I would not doubt that he has a ton of dirt on it, that they have a ton of dirt on him. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to understand something. I really like your show, mm-hmm. but I do think that the problem that I'm seeing in America is just everything's a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't trust, I mean, you have kind of won me over that you don't want to trust anybody about anything. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll give you that. But, mm-hmm. you know, during the Antifa riots, which the media, 90% of them came on, gave cover to these radicals
mm-hmm.
every day. And mm-hmm. the answer was, well, you got to really understand that a lot of these people feel like just leaving the house, you know, they're, you know, as African Americans, they may not come home mm-hmm. alive. You know, they might kiss their kids goodbye. They may not come back. And that was such an absurdity because nothing yeah. of the sort happens.
Right.
They're not being killed randomly by policemen.
Right.
So having said that, I feel like some of the things we're saying right now, like Fox News is all of a sudden in on, you know, they're backing Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Pence might be behind the overthrow of Trump. It's like at some point we got to kind of say now, do we really believe that? I'm not saying you're saying that, but mm-hmm. what exactly are you guys saying? You really think that there is like a chance Trump's going to remain in office here? Are we talking to people that aren't playing with the full deck? Because that's the case in any group that has 100 million people behind them.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have people that, you know, aren't really all there. Right. And so my concern is I don't really understand I've just been listening the past off and on the past 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you guys are saying about last week? You're not saying that really nothing happened at the Capitol, right? That they smashed one in and smashed things. Like that wasn't the right way to protest, right? Breaking in and smashing through the windows. And I mean, we don't do that, right? That's the stuff.
We didn't do that.
Oh, you're saying that was all Antifa?
It was mostly all Antifa. There were some followers of Trump that followed them in, but they weren't doing. What did they do? They weren't even armed.
What did they do? That, like when I heard that, I said, "Please let it be true," because we've just lost the moral high ground because the media.
We didn't lose any moral high ground. Well, I'll address this after the break. We got to go to a break. The computer's going to cut us off. Thank you. Yeah, I'll address that. I have so much to address on that. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I'm a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that lead down with the words of a sad country song. Heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are unseen.
Hi, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I have so much to say. I know, right? So when is that a new concept? Well, welcome back. And if you're going to, if you're in the market for a garage door, go to Garage Doors Only. They do the best work, voted best of Southern Utah, and they are fantastic. And the garage doors are so quiet. You will love them. They have such an array of different doors to choose from. And really and truly, it makes all the difference. It can actually change the face of your home. So if you would, are you in the market for this? Make sure and go to Garage Doors Only. It's all they do. They specialize in it. Fantastic prices and the lowest I've seen and also the greatest deals. Make sure you get over there and tell them we sent you. That you'll love these guys. They're just awesome. They do awesome work and they work all over the place. They actually work in Nevada and Utah. Make sure you get over to Dr. Diet. I know you're probably trying to kick the weight and get healthy right now, and kicking the weight can be really hard to do on your own. This is why I always tell people off the air, it wasn't until I went to Dr. Diet that I actually saw progress. And I really, truly mean that. It means all the difference in having feeling better about yourself and feeling lighter and better and healthier. Make sure you get to Dr. Diet. 628-DIET is the phone number. 628-DIET is the phone number. And they are just awesome. Dr. Diet Wellness Center on Facebook. If you mention Kate, you'll get free gifts. So mention K-A-T-E, get free gifts. Come on, do it. Get rid of the weight. You know you need to. And kickstart that metabolism. Look, he had the question, and we get this often. Once in a while, we get this question of, now, what am I hearing from you guys? Are you guys saying what I think you're saying? Okay. This is the same conversation I had with a friend of mine about vaccines, and all of a sudden, this person said, now, am I in a room with anti-vaxxers? Well, what is an anti-vaxxer? Somebody that thinks? Yes, you're in a room with somebody that thinks. Here's the deal. When somebody says this to me about this, what they call uprising in the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I watched what happened. I know you watched what happened.
Yep.
Did you see something beyond what you saw happen? Because the news has a completely different story. The news media has been told and has been written a script that they repeat that says that there was an armed domestic terrorist attack. Now, 100,000, over 100,000 people that care about God and country went to go see their fraud exposed in the election. Why in the world would they interrupt that meeting when it very first started with running and storming into the Capitol? They were let in. I saw the video. They were waved in. They were let in, and they weren't even armed. And we're talking moral high ground? Moral high ground. Antifa wasn't dressed as Antifa. They were dressed as Trump supporters like they said they would be before the event. This is why Antifa was nowhere to be seen. There are so many things about this. Let's talk about those facts, shall we? Because you seem to be believing the media. Are you kidding? You believe the media in this? Oh, my gosh.
See, I'm waiting for someone to explain why it is.
I know what I saw with my own eyes.
That a group of armed insurrectionists.
Oh, my gosh. They weren't even armed.
were being escorted between the velvet ropes as if they were on a tour of the Capitol building.
Yes.
No, literally. No. That's what it looked like.
They were on a tour.
They were on a tour of the Capitol building. The doors were open.
Yeah.
They were led between the velvet ropes in one door, out the other.
And the most secure place on earth didn't have anybody? Didn't have anybody there to protect what was going? Give me a break. Does anyone actually believe this nonsense?
There are already two Capitol police officers under investigation for being part of this.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
Okay, you got to stop believing the media. I mean, don't sit there and say on my show, am I hearing what I think I'm hearing? Do you guys not think what went down was wrong? You know why it was wrong? Because Antifa led it. And those that colluded in Congress, that colluded in those hearings for this, or not hearings, but the electoral count, I think sanctioned this event. It happened early on. The people that were standing outside that love our country, that wanted to see the fraud finally talked about because nobody in that cowardice room would actually ever talk about it. You know what? If you don't know that this was Antifa by now, if you haven't seen the photos of them posing for selfies and draped around the statues for selfies, and they had time for selfies, but they stormed the building.
Yeah.
What narrative are you listening to? I mean, come on. Use your common sense.
Well, and there's the videos of actual Trump supporters actually trying to keep the people breaking through the glass windows away from the windows.
Yeah. And there were only a few of those.
Yeah, very few.
You know, I'll tell you something. Trump supporters, if you want to call them Trumps, I call them truth supporters.
Yeah.
The country supporters were there to finally see an entire day of objections being outed.
Please.
Of people delivering their speeches. The only reason that it ended was because those that colluded to are colluding to actually get this president impeached right now also instigated this event because they let these people in the door for a reason. Sorry. I'm not sure what you're seeing in the press, but if you can't see this, this is so obvious to me that I'm sorry, you'd be lacking in brain cells not to know what happened. I mean, by now. Come on.
Well,
this is getting ridiculous.
Not one of the senators or one of the House members that said they were going to object to any of the state's votes changed their mind for any reason other than the white supremacist terrorist attack on the Capitol building.
What was the terrorist attack
that
again?
Was their
Who was
reason.
Hurt in Congress or the Senate? Was anyone even attempted in this to be hurt or attacked? Give me a break. Just because they were hiding behind their chairs, it doesn't mean that there were shots flying. There wasn't any shots flying. They come at this with a sledgehammer to a fly effect. This is what they do. And they get everybody concentrating on the fly. The fly was the problem. We need a sledgehammer for this. The fly. You know why they're doing this? Because they wanted to introduce a domestic terrorism bill that would target white folks like you and I that have a problem with people coming in and co-opting our country. This is what's going on. I don't understand people that can't figure this one out. I don't know.
Nancy Pelosi said it the other day. She said, we're going to go after the Americans who have chosen their whiteness over our democracy.
Yes. But I'm not supposed to look at that.
No.
I am supposed to concentrate on the fact I should be ashamed and guilty that people entered the building when they were waved in by the cop. I'm supposed to feel like I cannot take the high moral high ground, and that I am supposed to be guilty and ashamed by my fellow man. I'm sorry, there were over 100,000 people there. How many actually were inside the building?
Yeah,
most of which
100.
Were Antifa and identified as Antifa members. What were there, like 50 to 100 people?
Less than 100. It was less than 100.
And the special forces that went through the crowd, they didn't do anything to the actual crowd standing on the steps that were ushered into the steps, by the way.
They were busy stealing
and
laptops.
The scaling of the wall, they could have walked around it a couple yards down. So I'm sorry, there's such a narrative going on that I'm embarrassed for people that ask me to be ashamed of my fellow man for showing up and wanting the fraud exposed that had nothing to do with going into that Capitol. And those that did, that followed those Antifa members in, that were dressed as Trump supporters with their shiny new MAGA hats that had never been worn. If somebody owns a MAGA hat, trust me, they've worn it for a year or two or three or four. It's not brand new. Anyway, when that happens, I'm not going to be ashamed and embarrassed for my fellow countrymen that shows up in concern for my country when Antifa is leading this. Sorry. And there's no moral high ground here. It is a manipulation of the event going on so they could usher in a new Patriot Act. That's what's happening. Please open your eyes.
Now, as far as going the next step, why and what now could happen?
Right.
I don't have a clue.
Yeah.
I really don't.
They
don't
want
have
the
a clue.
Sledgehammer to the fly. They want you to focus on the fly. They want you to be embarrassed so that you can't say anything. They've done this before in the past. This is not the first time. And it is disgusting manipulation. Nancy Pelosi out there with, if you're a white American, you should be, you know, disgusted with yourself.
You should be ashamed.
And never, ever come up with concerns for this country as they continue to loot our country and steal our country. I'm sorry, but now they've backed us into a corner saying that you can't even show up to an event because now you're going to be terrorized by the FBI. How wonderful for us. I mean, come on. Start thinking. Start being a thinking American. We need thinking Americans. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, you were talking about those hats. Did you notice how they were all out front? It was like the Alabama defensive line attacking the Ohio State during a play. They were all out front. It was so coordinated. Uh-huh. But what we found over the years is FBI agents and U.S. military agents are these agent provocateurs. There's a good chance that's what Antifa mainly is, U.S. Government military agents and FBI agents, or a combination thereof. But you were asking the question, where are we going from here? Well, your discussion is going in that direction. They've been announcing, that was the FBI, by the way, it claims that every state capital, there's plans to have an armed protest. And they're, you know, using the word protest and insurrection interchangeably.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole country is being attacked. There's an armed insurrection that's out of control. And the answer, of course, the reaction is they have to have tyranny, police state.
Yep.
So, and the two big things they're going after is freedom of speech and freedom of assembly, because they have some dangerous things planned for us. They have the forced vaccinations, they have gun control, perhaps taking all of our guns, and maybe more. So people are going to react to that, and you can't react to it if it's sedition to assemble, if it's sedition to speak out. Mm-hmm. And that's what they did in Australia, when they took away the guns. People were organizing and protesting, and then they passed a law that was sedition to speak against it.
Yep. You're right. You're exactly right. Thank you for that. I love it. Yep. I can't express it enough. So this is why when the media baits you into feeling your guilt and shame for caring about your country and turning an event that honestly, what did they actually do in there? What did they actually do? Antifa's guilty of breaking windows. Antifa's guilty of that. They weren't in an armed conflict, but they are guilty of that. And parading around as Trump enthusiasts to get people to believe it was Trump's supporters. There were some supporters that followed them in because they were being waved in by the cops. The cops allowed them in the door. That is not storming a building. Look at the language used and manipulated by the press to decide who was wrong and who was right at this event. Okay? Look at how they're blaming people like you and I. There were so many people there showing up for the right reasons. And of course, they had to turn that into something bad. People like you and I aren't going to show up to an event to watch the event unfold only to interrupt the event before it unfolds. Does that make any sense? It doesn't. So we have to make sure that we're realizing that the media will concentrate on this event to manipulate it into something we did wrong. When we did nothing wrong, it was Antifa dressed up as us going in. They said they would do it. There's ample proof of this. So please don't buy into it. I don't feel guilt and shame. Give me a break. I feel angry that the press has manipulated this and that the government's manipulating this, and all those people that you thought you could trust in Washington are manipulating this event into a I hate my fellow countrymen for even asking the right questions and wanting to look into the fraud. Mm-hmm. See, this is how they get out of actually talking about the fraud.
Yeah, they
because
make it
now
about
they're
else.
They make it about something else. It's a great distraction. They put a sledgehammer to a fly. You know, instead of talking about the real event, the fraud that just went down. And I don't trust any of them. And I don't know how anyone could. You heard even Mike Lee say, I called all the governors about their fraud and they said there wasn't any. Case closed. I went, you've got to be kidding me. A first grader could see the writing on the wall with this election. Come on. There is nothing here that that isn't obvious. So, come on. We can't be that dumb. So I hope we're not. I hope we're not that dumb. I don't trust any of them. They've all been bought in my perception. They have. Sorry.
Yep.
And we got it writing on the wall. Look at how all of them performed in this electoral that even had the opportunity to speak. They didn't say much, did they? Nope. It was all pretend. Anyway, be right back. Kate Daly Show.